Hello?
Hi,
yes.
Nina. It's Monica with Family First Care. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, Tina. So I was reaching out to you because I got a response in regards to the IDs that you had sent me. So unfortunately, we're not able to accept that Social Security card because it does state that we cannot use it for identification purposes. So if you cannot find, like, your other, like, the actual social, you're going to have to apply for a replacement.
I understand you, what you're saying, but I showed you the one from when I was a kid. That was the first one I sent you with my maiden name on it. Then I sent you the copy of the one that I just received back when I got married, and that was with my married name on it. And if you could see, it tells you the number right on the card. Right, both of them. So I don't understand why that wouldn't be, and I'm not blaming you, believe me, I'm not. I'm just saying I don't understand how they can't see that that is, I mean, but okay. All right.
I mean,
no.
You can, I do know that you can apply for the replacement social online. Now, if you do go that route and apply it online, they're going to give you, like, a letter. Or I'm not sure if it's going to populate on the screen when you apply, but you can take a screenshot of that letter as long as I see your name, your Pennsylvania address, and that you submitted your application for the renewal, for your replacement card. You can send me a screenshot of that, and we can use that in the meantime until you get your official social in the mail, which will take approximately 10 days.
All right.
Okay.
I'll get my daughter to help me fill that out when she gets home from work. Okay. So you got my TB test copy?
Yes,
correct?
I did get that. Yep, I did get that. And I don't know if you got my text message about the $13 an hour that was approved for 31 hours.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
No, no worries.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, I will definitely get to that, honey. I'm sorry that, but between my father passing away a year ago and my mom just passed away not about 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
I am just like, I can't, my mind is just like out there.
No,
things
don't
that
worry.
I had my social, now just to show you how I kept all those things. So, you know, I had to keep those things. I don't know what I did with them. I don't know where they went. I mean, because I showed you. It's a copy from, it is an actual card from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, I don't know. Well, you're too young. You sound like you're young. But way back when you had to, the schools would let you open up a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to have a Social Security card for them to do that with you. And so I had that. And then I had, like I showed you, the one from when I got married, and that certainly is the one that I have somewhere in this house, but I'd be darned if I can find it. I know it's here. I've even misplaced my checkbook and my birth certificate, so I have no idea what the hell I did with them. Excuse my language.
No, it's okay. Oh, my God.
It's just
very
frustrating right now. But I'm sure, look, by the time I find it, I'll probably have the one back to that I'm ordering. So I'm just going to go that route, okay?
Okay, no worries. Please keep me posted,
right.
Okay, Tina?
I will.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Take care of the child. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.